Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
The 1930s were difficult times for America. The country was in the midst of the Great Depression. Jobs were scarce, but hopes remained high. And it was during that time Mueller started making metal products. Now, over 85 years later, the Mueller name is known across the South as the finest in quality steel and workmanship. Mueller understands what it means to weather the storm, and our products do too. A Mueller metal roof is made to last and protect you and your most valued possessions from the harsh weather we're accustomed to in this area. A Mueller metal roof can endure the intense sun, the heavy rain, hail, and the occasional snowstorm that blows through these parts. And it will continue to do so for years to come, much longer than a conventional roof. So if you want peace of mind for the future, choose a metal roof for your home that's made by Mueller. Visit MuellerINC.com to learn more and find a location near you. You'll see why a Mueller metal roof is the best thing to put over your head.
Well, look for the cattle complex to open this morning in slow gear with mixed prices. Action in lean hog futures should be equally sluggish and directionless as traders position ahead of the weekend break. Look for the cash cattle market to be very limited. More than likely, things are done for the week after a $119 trade earlier. We see a few cleanup deals, though, here and there, but for the most part, looks like trade is done. The November 1 cattle on feed report, scheduled for release this afternoon, will most probably be bearish in terms of Fed cattle supplies, and well, how bearish? And that may be the only question in play currently. Now look for the cash hog trade to open business this morning with bids steady to about a dollar lower. Processing margins won't go from good to better this week, and it's a good bet packing profits will continue to improve over the next 2 to 4 weeks. Saturday's kills expected to total around 153,000 head. The lean contract should open on a mixed basis with slow volume today. A choppy week continues in the grain markets with most prices down yesterday due to lackluster export sales, although some winter wheat prices caught a break from a round of short covering. Corn prices were 1 to 2 cents lower, soybean prices about 4 cents lower, and the wheat prices ended the day mixed. Well, those wheat prices did get a boost from a round of short covering, although not all categories saw gains. December Chicago wheat prices added 1.5 cents, closing at 421.5, but December Kansas City prices slipped a penny, closing at 416.75. December Minneapolis spring wheat futures finished the session 5.5 cents higher, closing at 629.75. Corn prices got bumped downward after the latest export sales data came in below trade estimates. December futures found a few contract lows for the third straight day, dropping 1.75 cents to close at $3.36.5. And the soybean prices couldn't get past news of slow export sales and favorable weather in Brazil. We'll check all your futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, on the livestock futures, December live cattle down 65 at 119.55. February down 62 at 125.12. January feeder cattle down 35 at 153.90. March is down 30 at 152.10. December hogs down 102 at 60.10. February's down 87 at 66.57. Hard red winter wheat Kansas City, December down 3/4 at 417. March down 3/4 at 434.5. Chicago wheat, December is up 1.5 at 421.5. March up 1/4 penny at 438. December corn is down 1.75 at 336.5. March is down 2 cents at 349. January soybeans down 4.25, 972. And the March down 4 cents, 983.25. December cotton is up 25, 69.46. March up 15, 69.33. December crude up 84, 55.98. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.